Hi, my name is Eric Valera, and I'm running for Chapel Hill Town Council. I moved here 18 years ago to work at the UNC School of Medicine. Even then, it was clear that our systems were not ready for the population growth and the breadth of diversity that we're experiencing today. Our schools, business environment, public safety, and local government lacked the policies, the leadership, but especially the humility to respond. I was raised in a diverse immigrant community. I'm the son of a Mexican immigrant and a Cuban exile. I was taught to believe that the American dream is possible, but not promised. Today, that dream feels increasingly out of reach, even in Chapel Hill. And that's why I'm running for town council. My campaign is built on three issues that are interconnected challenges: the affordable housing crisis, climate resilience, and restoring trust in local government. First, our affordable housing crisis. Home prices have surged more than 50% since 2020. Approximately 60% of renters are cost burdened, meaning that they're spending more than 30% of their income on housing. If our teachers, our students, our hospital staff, our baristas can't afford to live here, our community and economy suffer. While it's a national challenge, we need to keep Chapel Hill's economy strong and must act locally and decisively. I want to advance Chapel Hill's 2023 affordable housing plan by modernizing our land use management ordinance and expanding buy right approval for missing middle housing, supporting nonprofit developers and land trusts to build affordable homes, and preserving naturally occurring affordable housing with strong anti-displacement protections. Tropical Storm Chantal has showed the danger of ignoring natural systems, floodings that displace families and disrupt businesses. We must use our natural features model, which maps our creeks, our floodplains, slopes, tree canopies, so that we're working with the landscape, not against it. And too many residents are feeling shut out. Advisory boards and task force should reflect our renters, our immigrants, young people, and working families. That requires feedback loops from council, expanding language access, childcare, and stipend for participants. As state lawmakers advance through anti-immigration bill, Chapel Hill must remain a place where every family, regardless of income and immigration status, can engage with local government without fear. The town is in a financial crunch, and we have to be honest about what that means. Rising property taxes and inequitable tax valuations is putting pressure on families, renters, seniors. We need to balance fiscal responsibility with protecting the services that make Chapel Hill strong. So I say that starts with diversifying our economy. That means building more workforce housing and supporting mixed-use development that keeps jobs and houses connected. We also need to work with UNC to accelerate innovation by supporting entrepreneurs and startups. We can grow Chapel Hill's tax base and create good local jobs. We also need to lean into what makes us unique. Chapel Hill is a destination for sports, arts, and culture, attracting visitors, strengthening our community, uplifting our service industry, and helping small businesses thrive. We have to be creative about finding new revenue. The solution can't just be about continuing to raise taxes. We need to adapt to the reality of not being able to depend on the federal government to support essential services and infrastructure. Right now, too many people who make Chapel Hill work can't afford to live here. That's not sustainable for our community. We need zoning that expands housing options so that the people who contribute every day can stay close to work, school, and family. At the same time, this is about designing growth in a smarter way. We can build neighborhoods that are complete communities, connected to public transit, jobs, services, community amenities, and green spaces. That means housing near the soon-to-come north-south bus rapid transit line, safe and more connected bike routes, and everywhere-to-everywhere greenway systems that link neighborhoods across town. Well, Chapel Hill has always prided itself on our values of democracy and inclusivity. In the next 4 years, we'll need to actively defend those values. With the Trump administration expanding ICE enforcement, immigrant families across North Carolina are living in fear, pulling back from going to schools, clinics, even from reporting crimes. We must prepare for the possibility the same way we prepare for a storm, with advanced planning. That means distributing multilingual safe family toolkits so that families know their rights and can make a plan in case something happens, and hopefully it doesn't. We also need to protect our workers and businesses by training them to defend their Fourth Amendment rights from search and seizure, and making sure our local government does not over-comply in ways that erode civil rights. At the same time, threats to democracy institutions are real, from restrictions on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs to voter suppression laws. We must ensure that Chapel Hill remains a place where every voice counts. That means expanding participation through multilingual communication, hybrid engagement, and standing firm in our local autonomy, protecting free speech, civil liberties, and the right to vote. When voters see my name on the ballot, I want them to think of someone who is going to protect our people, our values, and our economy. What I've learned from the last time that I ran 2 years ago to now is the connection that I have to the community and that the community has to one another. I've spent my life in public service, and I'll continue to work in public service, and I will work in service of my community.